When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places, famines and plagues. And there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons. And you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you the words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and siblings, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." If I were to write today's story as part of a movie script, this is how I would write it. The title of the movie would be "The Story of Jesus According to Luke." Let's say it's a two-hour movie. Now, I'm talking about the movie, not the sermon. I'm not going to have a two-hour sermon for you. Throughout this film, there would be a lot of references of Jesus heading towards Jerusalem, on his way to Jerusalem. Three times in the first part of my fictional film, Jesus would predict his death. Now, in my movie version, Jesus talks to his disciples about his death. And then I would use some movie magic. As Jesus speaks about his death, I would have in the background a hazy vision of the crucifixion. It would appear up there on the screen. And then when Jesus says on the third day he will rise again, that scene would be washed away by a blinding light. Because we know the story, and so we would see that as Jesus speaks, this is what would happen. And just before today's story, Jesus arrived in Jerusalem on a donkey as Messiah, as King, as the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We call that Palm Sunday. So he was in Jerusalem in today's story. And this was a time of teaching, but it was also a time of great conflict and disagreement. Tensions were running high. And the leaders were arguing with Jesus about all types of things. They were arguing about religion and politics. They were arguing about taxes and governments and about giving money to the temple treasury, how one woman gave all she had. People were divided in these days. Now, my movie continues then, it moves to the temple. And there was a group of people who were opposed to Jesus. They were really creating a lot of conflict. And we see these people in my film, they're standing before the temple and they're admiring its greatness, and they're admiring its beauty, the gold and the rich fabrics. And they're saying all of this out loud. And Jesus and his disciples are over there and they're hearing this. And these leaders look over to Jesus and the disciples out of the corners of their eyes. And as they're admiring the temple, they say it just so that they can hear it. They say, "This is what it's all about, this temple. This is what will last forever. This temple is the way to God's peace. This is the way God is honored. This temple of huge stones and gold, expensive decorations, and its enormity." Some Bible scholars estimate that just the outer court of the temple could hold 400,000 people. It was enormous. Now, in my movie, you can hear the leaders say, "Yes, this is the way God is honored," not by some long-haired, bearded, donkey-riding Jesus of Nazareth. And then just as he had, the day before, overturned the tables in the temple, Jesus now overturns their obsession with the temple. He says to his disciples and teaches, points to the temple, "This is not what it's all about. This is not what will last forever. This is not the way to eternal peace." And again, by movie magic, as Jesus is speaking, there's a hazy image in the background that shows the temple being destroyed, the stones overturning. Now, the disciples had come to trust Jesus, so they didn't question that this would happen, and we know that it happened. So they asked him, "When would it happen? And give us a sign." They believed this vision that we're watching. But give us a sign so that we can be prepared. Now let's put my film on pause for a moment. Here in the year 2025, we know how the story turns out. We don't have to watch the rest of the film to know what happens. We know the story. We know that Jesus was crucified, that just isn't some vision that didn't happen. We know that Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. And we know that the temple was, in fact, destroyed in the year 70 AD. So the listeners that Luke was speaking to also knew that Jesus had been crucified. They also knew that the temple had been destroyed 10 years before. So as Luke is telling the story, they knew the temple had been destroyed. They knew Jesus was crucified, and they were living a life where they were being arrested, threats of arrest for being Christian, for being connected to Jesus, people of the way, as they called it then. They were experiencing division. They were experiencing family separation and conflicts. They were experiencing some of those they knew and loved being killed for their faith. Now, as we start the movie up again, Jesus is talking about all these things of conflict. And there's a hazy background vision again. It's not pretty. It's an ugly scene of wars, insurrections, fighting, murders, famines and plagues. And we watch that and it turns our stomach. And all of that ugliness is appearing in the background. All of a sudden, to use a movie term, fade to black. The screen becomes black, totally black. And the audience just sits a long time to look at the darkness that all this has caused. And it brings the question, is this the end? Is this the end of all things? Is this the end of the world? And then very slowly, the screen starts to light up. Light begins to appear. And out of that light comes Jesus himself, rising out of the darkness, looking at disciples and saying, after all of that destruction, saying, you will live. Endure what is to come. You will live. And I believe Jesus told them to endure because he was about to endure in just a couple days great suffering, crucifixion for us. In my movie script, the hazy background of crucifixion appears again. It's just a few days away. And then Jesus says, this is what it's all about. This will win your soul. Endure everything for this. And once again, Jesus is surrounded by the light. And the disciples look from the crucifixion to the resurrection. And the disciples enter into prayer and say, Christ, be our light. The disciples say, Christ, be our light. The disciples say, Christ, be our light. The disciples say, Christ, be our light. That's our prayer. So let's pause the film again and focus on Luke, the storyteller. He's inviting readers and listeners, this is what Luke is all about, into a life where Christ is our light in any darkness that we have. Being a follower of Jesus means that together we are the temple. It's not this huge temple made of stones that was destroyed. It's not made of ornaments and riches. It's a temple made up of people. This is a temple of believers. And as a temple of people, we don't hold 400,000 people. God's spiritual temple holds millions and millions and billions and billions and trillions of people. This is God's spiritual temple. Us, we are part of that. That temple of old was destroyed. But the community of believers was not destroyed. And the community of believers will never be destroyed. We sometimes do wish that our lives would be all sunshine and flowers and all the light. But we're a people that we have disasters in our lives. We have suffering. We have trials. And so we cry out, Christ, be our light. And he is. Christ is our light. We're people who suffer heartbreaks of all kinds. And so we pray, Christ, be our light. We're people who have storms in our lives and illnesses. And so we pray, Christ, be our light. We're people who are sometimes afraid of what lies in the future. And so we pray, Christ, be our light. And he is. We sometimes struggle as people of faith. Sometimes we're a doubting Thomas. Sometimes we're not able to cry out or pray, Christ be our light. But even so, Christ is our light. And according to Jesus, the Holy Spirit will help us to witness this truth that Christ is our light. We can share this. We can share our peace, and we can share the shalom that Christ has given us. Because we believe and we can share with others that Christ is our light in every moment of darkness, in every struggle, in every cross we bear. Christ is our light even in our sins, in our wrongdoing, Even in our weaknesses, Christ is our light. And here's the kicker. Jesus is just days away from his death and resurrection. And so we as disciples need to hear this truth about death, that Christ is our light in the moment of our death. This is our hope. This is our faith. So how shall we live our daily lives? In the light of Christ, in the peace of Christ, in the love of Christ. We marinate in the light of Christ. Now, I started this sermon by imagining I was writing a movie script, and it's on pause right now. After I described various parts of the movie, we paused it and talked about it. But I'm not going to start the film up again today. We'll restart it next Sunday and see where Luke leads us. So for now, let us pray. Bring to mind any darkness, any large stones of suffering in your life. Bring to mind any pain in your families. Bring to mind any disasters in the world, natural disasters, social disasters, political disasters. Bring all of these into your mind. And now believe this, that the light of Christ is here in all of this. Let us, as we think of these things, marinate in the light of Christ. And pray these words, Christ be our light. Please pray this prayer with me three times. Christ be our light. Christ be our light. Christ be our light.